Watch the news, pay attention to geopolitical stuff, and you know, it can worry me. I get concerned about it anyways, and then I gotta snap my mind back to spiritual reality, right? This world's not our home, right? We're only here temporarily. Our citizenship's in heaven. And so I was thinking about this song here, and I'm not a song leader, but my problem is I'm not afraid to lead a song. And so let's sing verses 1 and 3 here, and think about the message, victory in Jesus, right? No matter what, no matter if everything in the world just, you know, turns terrible, our victory is in Jesus. Now, I originally had a whole different devotional. And, you know, just and Brother Jimmy's prayer got me thinking about that song. And the song got me thinking about some other things. And it was a devotional about prayer. But I just, a couple other thoughts here, and we'll offer the Lord's invitation. You know, it's such a wonderful thing, the simplicity of New Testament Christianity. Right? When's the last time you thought about just the simplicity of New Testament Christianity? You know, we've been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Right? We obey the gospel. He adds us to his church, the body, the kingdom. The victory is ours, not because of anything we've done, but what Jesus has done for us. We have victory in his blood. And as victorious people, regardless of what's going on out there, we can come together in here. And think about this. The creator of the universe is listening to us this evening, right here in Fairview, Tennessee. He can hear us. He's listening intently to us. He's looking at our hearts. He's listening to our prayers, our petitions, our thanksgivings. He lets you, he lets me come before him and he listens. And we can change the mind of God. And I hope we believe that, we understand that, that the prayer session we just had this evening changes the mind of God to stop that whole mess between Russia and Ukraine. We can change the mind of God. And that's one of the blessings we have in Christ, Ephesians 1 and verse 3. But just the simplicity of New Testament Christianity, God in his wisdom. He says, I want you to get together. I want you to pray together. I want you to worship together, sing together, all these things. And it's just powerful in its simplicity. And let's be thankful for that. Now, I'd like to say a prayer here, and then we'll offer the Lord's invitation after that. If you would, pray with me, please. Father, how wonderful it is to have access to you, to be able to come before your throne of grace. What a wonderful, truly wonderful blessing that is, fathers, your children. Although we're so small and weak and broken and struggle, we have victory in Jesus and the blessings in Jesus where we can come before you and bring our cares before you, our concerns, our worry, our anxieties, our fears. And we know that you listen to us, Father. And at this time, Lord, we're praying for our brethren all over the world, especially those in the Ukraine and in Russia. We pray, Father, for the soul of Vladimir Putin. We pray, Father, that somehow, some way, something touches his heart and he sees truth for what it is. We pray for all the leaders in both countries, in all countries, that cooler heads would prevail. And we pray, Father, that this war doesn't spread. We know that's a real possibility, Father, just a slip-up, a slight mistake. We pray, Father, that those who are responsible would remain responsible. And we pray, Father, for the safety of our brethren, for their health. Pray for their condition. We know, Lord, that you're in charge. We know many times, Father, that we just don't see the big picture like you do. We pray, Father, for your providence, that in this a measure of good in the end will come from it. We know, Lord, that you have your purposes, and many times we don't understand that, but we also know we can change your mind, Father, and that's our petition this evening. Bless us, Father, as a body of believers in your service. Help us to be a prayerful people, a singing people, a loving people, a forgiving people. And help us, Father, never to harbor any hatred toward any individual or groups of individuals. Just help us, Father, to reflect Christ to the world around us. We thank you for Jesus, for his love. Forgive us when we fail you, Father. And we pray these things in his holy name. Amen. If there's anyone subject to the gospel invitation, need to be baptized into Christ, we'd love for you to respond this evening. Or if you need the prayers of this church or to bring anything before the church publicly, please let someone know as we stand, as we sing.